Call 1.
El Paso County 911. What's the address of your emergency?
Hey, I don't know.
Oh.
In Southern City.
Hi.
Your caller is by Monument Lake.
Yes.
He says they're at the railroad crossing that's right by Monument Lake.
Okay.
He's calling from 359-1074.
Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Ben, and he says there's a mail party there who was hit by a train.
Okay. Ben?
Yeah?
This is Lynn with El Paso County 911. Can you confirm the address or area of the emergency?
I don't know the exact address.
Okay. You said it was by Monument Lake?
Yeah. It's a railroad crossing right by Monument Lake.
Tell me exactly what happened.
I don't know. We were walking by because we had a party over by the barn, or over in the barn by the railroad crossing.
Okay. Tell me
exactly
what happened.
Him. I don't know what happened. We just found him on the tracks, and he apparently got run over.
Okay. Is he still on the tracks?
Yes, we're going to move him as soon as I'm off the phone, though.
Okay, I'm going to give you some instructions. My partner has help on the way to Monument Lake to the railroad crossing. Do you know which side of the crossing you're on?
We're on the right side when you're going west.
Okay. Okay, my partner is getting help on the way. I'm going to give you some instructions on how to help him, okay? Are you with him right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how old he is?
Excuse me, how old are you? He's not responsive.
Can you give
it? How old are you?
A guess?
He's in so much pain.
Can you give a guess?
I think he's like maybe 18, 19.
Okay. Is he awake?
Yeah, he's crying in pain.
Is he breathing? I understand
yes.
We're getting medical help out to him. Is he breathing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's liquid. We're about to pull him off the track.
Okay, and when did this happen?
I'm not sure. We were just walking out by the tracks.
Okay.
I don't know how long he's been here.
Is there any serious bleeding?
Yeah, in his foot. His foot is completely off.
Okay. Is he completely alert?
Yes. Well, he's awake and he's crying.
Okay.
There's no train, but
And confirming just his foot is injured?
As far as I can see, it's dark. I can't see much.
Okay. Hang on for me just 1 second, okay?
Okay. I'm worried that it's another... sorry.
Have the park been found?
Yeah, it's right by the tracks.
Okay. I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Do not move him unless he's in danger, and do not splint any injuries. I know you want to move him away from the tracks. We are notifying the train, so there shouldn't be any more trains coming.
Okay.
Okay,
that's good.
Listen carefully. I want you to locate all amputated parts or skin and place them in a clean bag. Do you have, like, a sack that you can put them in?
Let me tell someone to go find one.
Okay.
Joe, can you go find a clean plastic bag? Okay. We're having someone go find one.
Okay, do not place the part on ice or in water. This may damage it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to control the bleeding, okay?
Okay.
Do not use the tourniquet. I'm going to tell you how to stop the bleeding. Listen carefully to make sure we do it right. Get a clean, dry cloth or towel and place it right on the wound. Press down firmly and do not lift up to look.
I don't know if I have a clean cloth. We don't really have any clean cloths nearby.
Okay.
We're, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go ahead and just try to keep him from moving, okay?
Okay.
Is he still awake?
Yes, he's still awake.
Still awake?
No, he's not. He's
not awake anymore?
No, I hear the ambulance sirens, though.
Okay, listen. I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line, and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Okay.
Is he talking?
Yeah, he's conscious. He said that he's 17.
Okay.
What's his name? Hold on.
Come on, bud. Listen to me. You need to keep talking, all right? Just keep talking.
If you can keep him talking to you, that's great. Let him know that paramedics are on the way. Tell me if anything changes, okay?
Okay. Hey, buddy, paramedics are on the way, okay? We're going to get you help soon. It's going to be okay.
Reassure him that help is on the way. Don't let him have anything to eat or drink. It might make him sick or cause problems for the doctor. Again, don't move him unless it's absolutely necessary. Just tell him to be still and wait for help to arrive.
Okay.
I'll stay on the line with you as long as I can. Watch him very closely and look for any changes. If he becomes less awake or starts getting worse, tell me immediately and tell me when the paramedics are right with him.
Okay. They're backing up. I see them right now.
Okay.
I don't know if they see us or not.
One of the Palmer Lake officers should be pulling up there very shortly. He can help direct the medical to you as well.
I saw the Palmer Lake officer. He just went over towards Limbach Park. He didn't even see us. I don't know.
Okay.
They keep turning towards Limbach Park. They're not coming the right way.
Okay, I'm going to let them know.
We're on the train tracks by the railroad crossing. I have a buddy. He's trying to signal him.
Okay. Are you guys at a crossing, or are you just on the tracks, or?
We're right by the crossing. We're at the crossing. They're coming.
Okay.
They see us.
They do see you?
Yes.
Okay, make sure you keep an eye on him. Is he still awake and talking with you?
Hey, buddy, are you okay?
Were you able to find his foot?
Yes. We don't have a clean plastic bag or anything.
Okay,
the
officer should have something like that, or medical will as well. Just make sure you know where it is, okay?
Okay.
And can direct them to it.
Okay. Do you want me to get off right now?
I can go ahead and let you go since they're there with you, okay? Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.